about Bill Gates and the next pandemic. Bill Gates and the World Health Organization have announced when we will see the next pandemic, and they have a date for us. You'll remember Bill Gates and the World Health Organization previously held what was known as the 2001 event, Event 201. And it was about the Event 201 exercise. It was a simulation involving a coordinated global response to a coronavirus that they held in a simulation just months before COVID-19 was declared a global pandemic. So they're pretty good at predicting this stuff. I don't know how they pull this off.
Fauci, remember, Fauci told Trump in 2017, not that there could be, not that there might be, but there would be a pandemic during his presidency.
Yes.
Yeah, and Obama ran exercises for it during his presidency. During his presidency, too.
At the womb factory.
So they've just gotten together and they're doing it again now. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security and the World Health Organization. I wish I was making this up, but this is not a conspiracy theory. They did this. And they just conducted their next pandemic tabletop exercise in Belgium. It's called the Catastrophic Contagion. Hey, honey, where are you going this weekend? I'm going to Belgium. I got a conference. Oh, yeah. What's it about? It's called the Catastrophic Contagion event. Oh, what are you guys going to be doing? Oh, we're just planning the next pandemic. Just getting everything ready. Getting everything ready, locked up, and the new virus and vaccines. We'll have vaccines ready to go because that's how we do this. We plan it, and then we, of course, have the vaccines ready to go.
Today, it is no longer hidden. Oh. They are not hiding their goals. In fact, they're in a pronounced fashion announcing it. Last year, the previous director of the Collider facility announced that their goal, openly, is to open a dimensional gateway to another dimension. You might call it a portal. Mm-hmm. And when you begin to put that in the context of our everyday reality, that seems absurd. Mm-hmm. And he also made the statement that we don't know what we will find or what may come through from the other side, but we're willing to risk it.
This is mind-blowing. So we're not talking even really about your research. We're not talking about speculation. So Anthony, this is not a conspiracy theory. This is the published statement of the former head of CERN. And he's talking about, did he use the word entity? What word did he use?
No, he didn't assign a title to what might come through. He just that he didn't know what would come through.
He didn't know what would come through. So that's kind of ominous.
There's not much that shocks me anymore, but this did. It's a tender quote from the Westminster City Council for a £6 million development of a temporary coal body storage facility. Tenders due the 12th of July. The delivery is through to the 21st of July 2025. It's a contingency contract which will only be called upon in the event of an excess death situation. Now, what excess deaths? We didn't have any cold storage additions during COVID. So what could possibly be worse than COVID? Are we expecting war? Are we expecting vaccine deaths? Are we expecting variants? Obviously something's coming. Time to get ready.
Don't keep the phone in your pocket or you will exceed the as-tested exposure guidelines. Now, how many of you knew that before today? Because they actually are now giving people this information. Telstra is telling you to use a hands-free device to keep a mobile phone away from the head and body. Because mobile phones and Wi-Fi devices emit pulsed microwave radiation. 900 times a minute, it's looking for a signal. It says to the tower, where are you? Here I am. Where are you? Here I am. It's smart. That's how it's supposed to do. Now, when the phone rings, the worst time for you to put a phone right next to your head is when you answer it and say hello, because it's smart and it goes to max power and bone marrow. And look here at the radiation as it gets into the groin area. And that's just from having a mobile phone modeled into the pocket. The United States magazine Consumer Reports recently recommended that nobody keep a phone in their pocket.
Different ways you can do this. Wow. You are now a transmitter. So I don't know if you can see well. 358 and only 3 real devices. Let me see. This is really interesting. And I will see if I can buy something else. But from 560 devices, only 7 are Bluetooth. This is another proof that these unknown devices come from people. And you see 642 devices, and only 7 are real ones. This is very interesting.
Another program developed by the CIA after World War II was called Operation Paperclip. It's been depicted in many movies, including Disney's Marvel series.
It was Operation Paperclip after World War II. SHIELD recruited German scientists with strategic value.
They thought I could help their cause.
Operation Paperclip, and this is something people need to know because it has been so covered up and mocked and berated and claimed to be a conspiracy theory. And by the way, the term labeling people as conspiracy theorists was invented by the CIA to deflect any attention over the JFK assassination. They invented that word as a way to shut down any scrutiny or this critical investigation of what they were doing. So they started that whole ball rolling.
If you are bound, you're not living the Christian life. I know that sounds harsh, but I'm giving you the biblical truth. And that doesn't mean we're not going to struggle. We are going to struggle, but I'm saying the standard of the Christian life to which we must aspire is one of victory, not one of necessarily perfect circumstances all the time. Jesus said, in this world, you'll have tribulation. Jesus talked about us having persecution. Paul teaches us to live abased and abound. Life can't always be 100% ideal. There will be issues that arise, but I'm talking about that internal victory that no matter what you're facing, there's love, joy, peace flowing out of you, even in the midst of trials.
My name is Yemi Balogun. My first time of coming in contact with the Prince's Ministries was when I got born again in Kensington Temple in London. And I remember I was a Muslim. So when I gave my life to Christ, there was this hunger for the Word of God. But you know, coming from Islam into Christianity, I came with a lot of terrible stuff. Anger, hatred, unforgiveness, everything. But when I got born again, I had this peace that descended upon me. And it was around that time, Pastor Derek Prince, he came to minister. And this guy taught the scripture like no man's business. It was like, what is this man talking about? I was blown away. Then in the evening service, he did deliverance. I saw people manifesting. The whole place was upside down. I thought, wow. And this guy was gentle, simple instructions, and things were happening. I thought, this guy is highly anointed. I was filled with so much joy. I just fell in love with him. But I kept on reading the materials and touching them. So when I started working with Revelation TV from the beginning, I said, this ministry, Derek Prince's ministry, must be on Revelation TV. And it has grown now. Up till now, it's the most watched Christian TV in the whole of Europe. We actually talk about 2 books, about the ministry, and then we now use the program to push the books. It's mostly Blessing or Curse, Prayers and Proclamations, you know, God's Medicine Bottle. The books are just, you know, hunger. So that's how I got involved. The way I see the hand of God on this ministry, Derek Prince's ministry, is the fact that you can see that the materials are life-changing, especially in Africa. Africans are hungry for materials. They want books. They want things. They want to chew. So in Africa, there's a hunger. And I see when we place a book in someone's hand, they're excited. And Africans love books. You give them a book, they'll get a newspaper to wrap around the things, the cover, so it remains new and everything. So they value those things. You know, majority of Ghanaians are Christians. About 75 to 80% are Christians. But they said majority of them are not mature because they are being led by leaders who are not mature themselves. But with the new generation coming through with solid teachings and a deep relationship with the Holy Spirit, that's going to change.
The following terrifying case was documented by a mother who noticed that her young son seemed to be talking more and more to an imaginary friend whenever he was playing alone in his room. One day the mother asked her son who he was talking to, and he responded, "The woman with the long hair." And what's even more is the unsettling drawings the boy started to come up with. The following afternoon, the young mother was recording a video for the family when she noticed her young son talking to someone and waving towards the door, and the woman swears that she never saw what was captured with her phone camera. We can see a woman with dark long hair, just as her son had described her, and she was floating in the door just a few steps away. People believe this to be an evil entity that had attached itself to the boy. What a terrifying thought!
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters. Yarden Harel is a TV presenter from Israel. She's putting some perfume over her eye, a flower over her eye, a cookie over her eye, a leaf over her eye, a pomegranate over her eye, whatever that is over her eye. Let's take time to have pride of sin. She hashtags love is love, right? No, a 50-year-old man and a 5-year-old child. What are you talking about? Love is love, right? You just said it. Well, not in that case, because, right, we need to listen to God. Love is not love. A daisy over her eye. An orange over her eye. A flower over her eye. A donut over her eye. Another flower. How original. A pineapple over her eye. That's a good one. A kiwi over her eye. A lollipop or sucker over her eye, a flamingo over her eye, a pastry over her eye, a cupcake over her eye. And let's take time to do the vow of silence. None of this is real, right? Let's keep it a secret about the biblical world, Freemasonry, secret societies, and about fame, fortune, and success. God bless you, everyone.
I have a leg problem. I have a lot of pain in my left leg. It's constant pain that I've been...
That's the power I got on your leg. Okay. So your problem is a blood vessel.
The problem is a vessel sanguin.
I don't know if it's a vein or an artery, but I see it. So coming down here, all the way down your leg. Is that right?
Yes.
So that's the power of God healing it.
C'est la puissance de Dieu qui guérit.
It's very painful.
C'est très douloureux.
It is.
That's the power of God healing it.
C'est la puissance de Dieu qui guérit.
Move your leg.
Bouge ta jambe.
Up. That's it. That's it.
C'est ça.
I believe you're okay. How does that feel?
Ouais, t'es correct. Comment
tu te sens? A relief. There's a relief.
Any pain?
Not right now. No. It's
a relief.
No, no. Don't say not right now.
No, it's gone. The pain is gone.
Go for a walk.
$1 est parti.
test it out real good.
Test it up.
Praise the Lord, sister. Hey?
Amen. Amen. I have a relief in my legs.
Did the doctor tell you what the problem was?
They weren't able to find a problem.
Jesus found it. It was a vein.
Yes.
Now, how do you know that I'm right? Well, the fruit is there. She's healed.
Amen.
Jesus is always right.
From my disc, and then it's causing a nerve pain going down my leg. It's not always there, but there's times that are really bad.
Have a seat. That's the power of God on your back. On the lower back, power of God. It's your left leg, is that right? Power of God's going down your left leg. Power of God's going through your left leg. Healing you in Jesus' name. There it goes. There it goes. Okay, get up. Move your leg.
That's a lot better. That's good. That's awesome.
Who healed you?
Jesus.
You know,
Jesus has work for you to do.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
All right, now, he's already put in your heart what he wants you to do, because I can see the treasures in your heart that he already put there.
Yes.
Okay, so you have a good future. So give yourself to the work that Jesus has given you to do. Okay?
Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Jésus t'a donné un travail à faire.
I got healed with my left ankle and then my shoulder. I just want to thank God.
Wow.
Not this one. And then this one. I can turn it without feeling any pain anymore. So thank you, Jesus.
You ready?
T'es prêt?
Yes, sir.
Oui.
Say yes, Jesus.
Dis oui,
yes,
Jésus.
Yes, Jesus.
You got a whole list, haven't you?
Yeah.
Belle
liste. I didn't prepare for this, but I was expecting.
Je t'ai pas préparé pour ça.
So you're married?
Yes, sir.
T'es marié? Oui.
You got children?
No.
T'as des enfants? Non.
How long have you been married, Mira?
Combien de temps t'es marié?
For a year.
1 year.
Un an.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Félicitations.
And wow, praise God.
Thank you also. Thank God for the ministry. It's because without the videos that you are posting, I would have not known about this, that there's the power of God. So thank you.
So without the videos, you wouldn't have known that there's power in Jesus.
Yeah. Like something like this, I would have not known. And you're the very first person. I just want to quickly share that I heard something in my mind that says search for demon possession, because I was wondering, what if people can cast out demons? It was 2018, and then I searched that up, and then your video that you were casting out demons showed, and after that I got hooked. I just binge watched Jesus. So I'm like, wow, thank you, Jesus. That's why I'm so grateful for this ministry and for what the Lord is doing in this ministry.
So tell the people there who are watching, all right, who are wondering, I don't know, but Jesus heals, delivers, you tell them.
Jesus heals, the Holy Spirit heals and delivers, and he has the power to deliver and heal you. Believe. Don't doubt the videos. Just believe, because especially when you come and you experience the miraculous power of the Holy Spirit, of Jesus, your life will never be the same again. And my life was changed completely, totally. And I just want to thank the Lord. Jesus is real. That's all. Like, Jesus is real. Experience his Holy Spirit.
Good night, sister. Hallelujah. Keep preaching.
Take me to your own.